This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. Interim County School Superintendent Chris Hartley will kick off his inaugural election campaign today as he officially announces his candidacy for the superintendent's office. Hartley was appointed to fill out the remainder of Gary Eagle's term in April, and he will outline his campaign focus and priorities at a ceremony scheduled for 12:15 today at the Eureka Inn. The Humboldt County Fire Safe Council will host the first of 14 meetings that will take place across the county in the coming weeks to gather feedback from residents about wildfire preparedness and safety. Tonight's meeting is scheduled for 6 p.m. at Neyland Elementary School. Local fire chiefs, Cal Fire, and the county have begun the work on updating the county's wildfire protection plan, and the meetings will also give residents an opportunity to gather information about residential fire safety and wildfire preparedness. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has released its most wanted poster for Southern Humboldt, and it features six men wanted on a range of charges. At the top of the list is Oregon man Zachary Harrison, who was wanted in connection with the suspected murder of 58-year-old Alder Point man Robert Holtzclaw in September. Investigators have confirmed Harrison as the suspect, and he drives a black Ford F-150 pickup with Oregon plates. Also on the list are Mike Russell, Ken Springer, Levi McDonald, Clinton Schilling, and Jason Rice. The Eureka Police Department has scheduled a training session for local business owners and managers in coordination with Crime Free International. The training session is scheduled for Thursday, November 9th at the Humboldt Bay Fire Classroom from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Topics will include preparing for theft and robbery, handling cash, loss prevention techniques, and how to be a good witness. Admission is free, but registration is mandatory. Contact EPD for more information. The National Weather Service has issued a hazardous weather warning for the weekend as ocean swells will increase the risk of sneaker waves on local beaches. The surf is expected to build during the day tomorrow to 9 to 11 feet, and the highest risk of sneaker waves will be Friday afternoon into Saturday evening. Large surf will impact local beaches as well, and you are urged to use extreme caution. Last Thursday, during a heavy swell, a 57-year-old Gold Beach, Oregon woman was swept off the beach and into the ocean by a sneaker wave. Her body was recovered in the Rogue River the next day. Our region is filled with national parks and forest lands, and when the news arose yesterday that the National Park Service was looking into raising fees for park visitors, it turned heads. If the fee hike is approved, it will go into effect on the 23rd, but it won't affect any parks in our area. Fees will rise for the most popular destinations, such as Yosemite and Yellowstone, but not for smaller parks, such as Redwood National Park. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.